A little Musar. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnos Arev. So we actually discussed this in the weekly Halacha B'Iyun Chabura. According to the Gemara in Masech Brachos, the pasuk in this week's Parsha is the makor for Tfilas Mincha. Yitzchak went out, Lasuach Basada. And the Gemara says, Ein Sicha Ela Tfila. Gemara Brachos, famous Gemara Daf Chavav. And when it says Sicha, he's having a conversation. And who else was he talking to? He was talking to Hashem. This is the basis of Mincha. So I think I once saw suggested, and I believe it's certainly true, as a statement, but I think it's I saw some beautiful explanation in a drush way, homiletically, for the Gemara. Ein sicha ela tefila could almost be reversed. That the essence of tefila is sicha. The essence of davening is the idea that it's a conversation with Hashem. There are all sorts of different ways people look at davening. Some people struggle with davening. But at its heart, at its basis, what davening is supposed to be, at its essence, at its best, is just two people having a conversation. You and Hashem. The Gemara says, also mentioned this in the Shir on Tuesday, earlier in Masechta Brachos, that on some level, the choicest of all the tefilos is mincha. So the simple understanding of that Gemara is because mincha were usually the most distracted, it's the hardest time of the day to find time to daven, as opposed to in the morning before your day has started, in the evening after your day has ended, those times can be easier. But perhaps, this is really what the Gemara is getting at. Again, it doesn't really mean that only mincha is supposed to be a sicha as opposed to the others. But using mincha as a paradigm for sicha, if you want to have your tefilos answered, that's the context of that Gemara. Which tefillah is most likely to have your tefilos answered? The Gemara had said mincha. So perhaps it doesn't just mean because of the timing, and therefore the more effort you put into something, the more likely it is to get a good result, which I think is an important musar as well. But perhaps the issue has to do with sicha. If we're really genuinely talking to Hashem, so that really is the essence of davening. If you think about it, what makes a conversation meaningful, right? People chirp, people yap all the time. Sometimes they're meaningless, sometimes they're even offensive. They certainly, not every conversation creates a relationship. Say an ashrei every day, karav Hashem l'chol karav. Hashem is close to everyone who calls out to him. That used to always bother me. Really? Karav Hashem l'chol karav? What do you mean karav Hashem l'chol karav? I know so many times that Davka, perhaps, in davening more than any other time, I felt so distant from Hashem. And I don't think it's just me. So many teenagers, at least as many adults, feel so distant. Their davening is cold, shul is broken. What do you mean, karov Hashem l'chol karov? So you have to finish the pasuk. Karov Hashem l'chol karov asher. You got to keep it real. If you're really, really talking to Hashem, if it's MS, then it is karav. When someone opens up their heart, when someone lets down their guard, is vulnerable to you, talks to you in a way that reveals their authentic self, that always creates a bond. If you have a friend, sibling, camper, anyone speak to you for real, not put up guards, not put up that posture. So whatever happens in the conversation, it is true, I think, virtually every time, that you will end that conversation more connected than you were before you started. Because honesty, capital H, authenticity, being real with a person, even if that real is less attractive than the imagined, but it's more bonding, it's more connected. Yikru'uhu b'emes. It's true in human relationships, lahavdil, and it's true, I think, according to Pasuk and Tehillim and Ashrei, for our relationship with Hashem. So let's just mention two points. What are indications, what are simanim, what are signs that our conversation, that our sicha with Hashem is real. Or I'll say it this way. What is a sign, what's an indication that our davening is a sicha if we keep it real? We're just mouthing other people's words, but it's not really us, so that's not sicha. So we want sicha. Well, what are two indications that our tefillah really is authentic? What are two signs that I could suggest that we should be looking for, we're trying to cultivate, that our davening really is a form of sicha? So I'll mention, again, there probably are more than two, but I'll just mention, let's focus, okay? This is really, really important. For anyone who's ever had any struggle in davening, so this is really could be a whole hour shiur, or maybe a multi-hour shiur, but just five more minutes, or less. Number one is consistency. If you have a real, genuine relationship with a person, so you don't just pop in and out. This notion, which kind of came popular maybe when I was a kid, that, well, parents in those days was dads, it's a little bit more often moms now, but maybe probably still more likely dads. It's okay that they're never around, but they have quality time. They miss everything, but they're there for the birthday. You don't see dad at all during the week, but, you know, there's that hour Sunday morning for breakfast. Now, that's better than momish nothing, obviously. But anyone who's ever grown up and matured knows, or even in a marriage, the same thing. Quality time does not remotely substitute for consistency. Ask any woman, what she's looking for a husband, a guy who's a solid double, maybe every now and then a triple, but he's there every day, he's there for her consistently. Or someone who's basically going to be AWOL, I don't just mean physically, I mean emotionally, basically going to be AWOL most of the time, but, oh, anniversary time, no one does that better than him. Her birthday, special occasions, Yom Tovim, he's all in. You can go in the middle, in between, you barely know him. There's no one who's signing up for that. They can avoid that. If you want to have a real relationship with someone, so the first thing that's important is consistency. And by the way, I think that's also a hallmark, again, symbolically of Mincha. What does Avraham or Shachris represent? The dawn of new beginnings, right? Shachris is the beginning of every day. Avraham was the beginning of a whole new stage of human history. When things are good, when there's new things happening, exciting things, who doesn't want to share that? We love davening then. What's Yaakov? The opposite. Yaakov is Mariv. It's night. He's running away from his brother. He's in Golos. He's scared for his life. Mariv is the tefillah Emunascha Balelos. Very important. When things are going bad, we daven. So what's Mincha? Mincha is just everything in between. It's just consistency. It's just the glue that holds everything together. Right? And this, as you know, is the whole story of Yitzchak. Doesn't have the great, grandiose personality conveyed to us the way Avram and Yaakov are. But without him, you don't get to Yaakov. Without him, Avram's legacy dies with him. Consistency. He's the one who brings it all together. The number one is try to bring your best game every day. We're never going to be successful all the time because we're human, but that should be the goal. It's good to be really up for the Tehillim rally or Ne'ila or something like that, it's really meaningful. Some people can't even do that, which is really sad. But try as best as you can to be consistent. Because if you want to be a group of MS, you can't just show up when it's convenient for you. I don't mean physically, you all go to Minyan, I get that. I mean psychologically, emotionally. Be present in your tefillos. Not distracted, certainly not on your phones, not browsing, or even just browsing in the various rooms in your mind. Be present, be consistent. Second point, similar but a little different, and that is, as human beings, I think, particularly as Jews, but probably it's true about all human beings, we're really, really good at saying please. We're not as good at saying thank you. What do I mean by that? When, God forbid, your parent, your grandparents, someone in the neighborhood, three boys, when there's a crisis, when someone is sick, when this thing is serious, individually and certainly as a community, we're really good at that. We get together, it's amazing. People really can summon their A game in a moment of crisis. That's when we're saying, please Hashem, please help my grandmother get better, please help this, please give me that, please help me get into the school I want, please help me, etc. What's thank you? Thank you is when things go well. How often do we have an incredible davening to say thank you to Hashem? It worked out the way I wanted. We were davening like crazy before the interview. Please, please, please. Do we also daven just as hard to say thank you? I could tell you, Avinu Shebashamayim, our Father in Heaven, as a parent, we're willing to do everything for our children. Again, in a normal, healthy, loving relationship, parents are willing to do everything. One thing they want, they should at least say thank you. You know that I was just in America for recruiting. My wife was just in England for 2 days. She came home, and on Sunday again, she's going to America. So we're usually together, for the record. It's all okay. No one should worry. Baruch Hashem. But this time of year, the winter, with our respective jobs, is a little bit tricky. But I remember the first year my wife went away for recruiting. So we developed kind of a minhag. I don't know if I'll be able to do it with my kids this year. They're going to be very disappointed if I cough. Which is that one of the days that she's gone, which is quite a difficult time as a single father at the time anyway, one of the days she's gone, I either let them completely skip school or I take them out midday and we go bowling and out to eat in Modi'in. There's actually now bowling in Beit Shemesh, but this 6 years ago there wasn't. We used to go to Modi'in to the bowling and then go out. So I thought that I did, like, you know, that's like dad number one. I mean, like, what a father. Pulled the kids out. I made up something on a note to the teacher. No, very important. They have an important meeting. They have to come out in the middle of the day. It was true. It was important to spend their time with their father. And they all got to leave school in the middle. And I took them bowling and out for pizza. And of course, I let them play the arcade games in the bowling alley. Because my parents never did that. When I would say, I want a treat, they'd say, the treat is the bowling! Or whatever the case was, right? Or we'd go to an amusement park and then we'd want to get, like, you know, something on the way out. Because of course, you have to walk through the thing to get out. And my mom's line always was, the treat is that you're here at the amusement park, not the extra thing. Anyway, so I figured, you know what, I'm going to spoil my kids. They're away from their mom for a week, 10 days. Anyway, but needless to say, they're still like regular kids. So they're fighting and they're whining and they're this and they're that. By the time we walked in the door, you know, 6-7 hours later, I'm dead. I'm like wiped. And the second we back in the door, things go back to normal. They're fighting over the iPod, you know, who's this? All the normal stuff. And 2 seconds later, the phone rings. It's my wife. How was your day? So I told her, and then I said, really, it was like spontaneous. What came out of my mouth? I said, you know what? I was happy thing. But couldn't they at least just say thank you? So we try to be mechanech our kids. Hopefully, as they get older, they know how important that is. So lahavdil v'avodos, I think it's the same thing with Hashem. If it's a real mature relationship, it can't just always be about gimme, 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 or even please, please, please. Yes, the magic word, please, is important. But people forget the importance of thank you as well. We have to have meaningful, meaningful tefillos. If it's real, it's not just the please. It's also the thank you. Okay, so that's my thoughts on Ein Sicha, El Tefillah, and Tefillas Mincha.